This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Ananya Datta. Ananya is both a nurse practitioner and the founder of Impact Clinical Patient Consulting, and she will correct me on the exact name of the consulting firm, but a magnificent leader and excited to visit with Ananya today. Ananya, can you take one moment to introduce yourself?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Mr. Becker, for having me on your podcast today. It's truly an honor to be able to speak to you as well as your audience. My name is Ananya Datta, and I am a nurse practitioner as well as the founder and CEO of Impact Clinical Strategy Consultants. We are a healthcare consulting firm that is focused on helping emergency departments as well as urgent care facilities improve operations and efficiency.
So take a moment and tell us, in terms of emergency departments, urgent cares, what's going on currently? What's sort of the situation currently? I know in hospitals we're reporting that people are slow to come back to emergency rooms, but are they coming back to urgent cares? What's the status of what's going on currently?
That's a great question. I think that we're seeing a lot of different trends. So what we saw before in March is very different from what we're seeing now. But overall, what we were seeing in the ED initially was a lot of patient suppression. And there was a lot of fear from the patient side for coming in for non-urgent matters. So right now we're seeing more of a trickle and uptick of patient volume. Urgent cares, there's still an influx in terms of the patient volume because there's still a lot of fear around coming for non-urgent matters. However, in different states, we are seeing an uptick of that. So there is a slow progression of the patient volume return.
And talk for a moment about your career and how you founded your own consulting firm. Take a moment on that.
Sure. So I've been in the nursing field for about 10 years now. I started out as a critical care nurse at Le Bonheur Children's in Memphis, Tennessee. And, you know, I found myself longing to be a part of a collaborative team and really have more autonomy in the patient care experience. That led me to seeking my nurse practitioner degree from Columbia. And I also wanted to look at healthcare and taking care of patients through the lens, a broader lens, and really understand the social determinants of health, which led me to seek my public health degree from there as well, and really have a more well-rounded understanding of a patient's plan of care. And shortly after, for the past 3 years, I've been practicing as an emergency medicine nurse practitioner in the pediatric world.
Well, fantastic. And what do you love about emergency medicine, about pediatrics? Talk a little bit about your love for what you do.
Absolutely. So I am exclusively a pediatric nurse practitioner, and my whole career has been in peds. I knew from a very early on in my career that I wanted to take care of pediatric patients. There's just a sense of instant gratification taking care of children, and I loved the dynamic of really creating that relationship with the family and the parents and that trust and building rapport. And just particularly in the ER, I feel that you can see such a wide variety of acute and chronically ill patients and learn so much about pathophysiology as well as taking care of just dynamic conditions. And that really helped in terms of my learning curve and really getting a depth of knowledge in my practice.
And take a moment on what you view as your top priorities this year. I mean, the world's sort of a mess, but people still need patient care, thank goodness. Talk a little bit about what you see as your top priorities now.
Sure. So my top priorities right now is really being of support and service to our healthcare systems and organizations. I know that there is so many challenges that leaders are facing right now, whether it comes to budget or really seeking the comfort of patients and making them understand that safety standards are being upheld. So we as a firm are really looking to be of service during this pandemic and be a part of the healthcare solutions that can be impactful and sustainable. We're also looking to incorporate the narrative of providers. In the last few months, we've really learned the importance of taking into consideration the frontline workers and their viewpoint. And I think that's a really important narrative to include in our solutions, because the buy-in from providers and just their understanding is extremely important now more than ever. So for example, including their challenges that they're facing, such as lack of PPEs or risk of furloughing, as well as safeguarding their physical and mental health and burnout. These are things that we're also incorporating in our solutions. And lastly, we really want to cultivate a culture in healthcare, which I think we've already started seeing a shift in, where we hold a space for inclusive space for clinical staff to voice their concerns and amplify their needs.
Fantastic. And talk a little bit about what advice you would have for evolving healthcare professionals. You've had this great career where you're both a nurse practitioner, which you love, and you've also started your own consulting business. You're an entrepreneur as well, and you're a pleasure to visit with. What advice would you have for evolving healthcare professionals and how they plan their business, their career, their lives, et cetera?
Sure. So I think that this year has really taught us how we really have to highlight our creativity as healthcare professionals, and that innovation is really at the forefront of solving a lot of the issues and challenges we're having in healthcare. So to be innovative, to bring our expertise to the forefront and be the strong leaders in our community for patients as well as colleagues, and learn how to collaborate with other experts in unique ways now that we're socially distancing, I think really bringing that to the forefront will allow us to address these challenges in creative and innovative ways.
Talk again about encouraging creativity.
Absolutely. I think that's one of the things that I'm really looking forward to is in the space we've seen in the last 6 months, so much of healthcare entrepreneurship really grow at a rapid pace and up-level our industry. So whether it's with artificial intelligence being incorporated into healthcare entrepreneurship and really a lot of clinicians, whether it's as a result of furloughing or other matters, are stepping up into the healthcare entrepreneurship space and creating companies and startups, whether it's telemedicine that's really thriving at this time, or creative ways for being a part of the solution to address the pandemic. We're seeing that growth, and I think that this is a really exciting time for that to just really progress and rapidly grow. And I think that I would love to see exactly where we can go with that, because our creativity as clinicians, a lot of times, is not, we don't have the opportunity to showcase that, but I think right now is the exact time where we can.
Well, fantastic. And talk for a moment, optimistic, pessimistic about the future, and what are you most excited about?
Yeah, I'm definitely very, very optimistic, because despite the challenges that we've had and the adversity that healthcare is really facing, and so much is unknown and in flux, I really see that we are coming together and collaborating as experts now more than ever. That excites me, because I think we're at the intersection of technology and really entrepreneurship, ingenuity, and just so many different sectors coming together and solving a lot of these challenging problems. So I'm looking forward to that, whether it's upholding conferences, collaborating with different industries, and just looking outside of the box and innovating. I'm excited about that. It makes me optimistic, especially being in the healthcare entrepreneurship space. I've learned that there is so much to be hopeful for, that we're taking these challenges and just moving forward. And, you know, this is just an exciting time, I feel like, to be in healthcare.
Well, fantastic. Ananya, what a pleasure to visit with you. How can people learn more about you and your firm?
Absolutely. So the best way to connect with us is via email. So the best email is info@impactclinicalstrategy.com. And you can feel free to connect with myself on LinkedIn as well. My name is Ananya Datta, A-N-A-N-Y-A. Last name is D-A-T-T-A. And we would absolutely love to learn more about any healthcare organizations or systems, the needs that you have and your team needs. We would love to serve and be a part of that solution, especially at a time that is very challenging.
Well, Nanya, just a pleasure to visit with you, and congratulations on the establishment and the growth of your firm and what you do. Just magnificent. Nanya Dada, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Mr. Becker. It was a pleasure.